Luke's gospel is the only gospel that includes the dialogue between Jesus and the thief. And so it's one of the unique aspects of today's passion. You would think that this would be the least likely time for someone to convert to faith in Christ. You'd think it'd be likely if someone, saw him raise Lazarus from the dead, or when they saw him working miracles like the multiplication of the loaves or walking on water. You would think that those would be moments where people would say, yeah, I believe in him. But here, Christ is dying on the cross. He's being executed as a criminal. Most of the apostles had fled. The Jewish leaders were hurling accusations against him of blasphemy and all sorts of other crimes. And so you wouldn't think someone would look at Jesus at this moment and say, that's the one I want to follow. But yet, that's exactly what happens. So what did this thief see at this moment that led to his conversion? Well, Didymus saw something at this moment that he had never seen before. He saw the mercy of God. He saw Jesus pleading from the cross for the forgiveness of those who were crucifying him. He saw Jesus praying with complete and total trust and love to his heavenly Father. And he saw Jesus suffering patiently, without any anger or without any bitterness, knowing that he had a mission to accomplish. And so he saw something at that moment that he hadn't encountered before in his life. And it touched him so deeply that at that moment it transformed his soul. Didymus could see that Jesus was innocent. He saw a goodness in him that was true and life-giving. And he saw in Jesus at that moment, as he was dying on the cross, he saw a true king. The true king. And he cried out in the last moments of his life. And in mercy, Jesus Christ embraced him and said, today you will be with me in paradise. And this hardened criminal, when he saw this crucifixion, became a disciple of Jesus. I think a question we can ask ourselves is, do we see what Didymus saw in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? Do we see something that touches the depths of our soul and transforms us so that we're willing to give up our entire life in order to follow Jesus Christ? Do we see that in the crucifixion? Do we see the innocence of Jesus compared to our own guilt and the punishment that we deserve? Do we see a goodness in Jesus Christ that we can't find anywhere else in this world apart from Jesus Christ? And does that goodness lead us to cry out from the depths of our soul, as the thief did, to our crucified Lord, to remember us when he comes into his kingdom?